Man, that sunset is gorgeous.
Grill, patio, sunset. Hard to get better than that. Unless you're browsing Carvana's inventory while you soak it all in.
Oh, burger time.
So sit back, get comfortable. Carvana's got thousands of cars under $20,000 just waiting for you.
I could stay here forever.
Carvana, where car buying meets comfort meets convenience. Download the app or visit Carvana.com today.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
The following podcast is a Dear Media production.
Hey, I'm Molly Sims.
And I'm Amisha Gormley. We're two girls obsessed with one thing,
beauty.
And by that, we mean everything that makes you look
and feel
beautiful.
We're calling on our favorite health experts, industry insiders, and friends to answer all your beauty questions.
With a drink in hand.
Definitely with a drink in hand.
You're listening to Lipstick on the Rim with Molly Sims.
You know, can you believe Stuber and I, by the way, I miss you. I miss you tons.
I miss you.
I cannot believe we're not together. It's okay.
I know. I wish that microphone had me right in front of it.
I know, those damn kids sports. Interesting to say that Stuber and I, 10 years, September 24th. I mean, can you believe it? Can you believe I have been married for 10 years?
I can believe it. And I can believe that I was also there when you guys had your first kiss.
Mm-hmm. Behind the fireplace in Cabo, girls trip. We were so, remember we were not supposed to go there and he like invited us to like come to El Dorado or some, oh God, that was fun.
That was the best time. Do you remember the song that we had? We had a song that trip.
What was the song?
Sir Mix-a-Lot.
Oh my God, Sir Mix-a-Lot. That was so good. God, we were cool and hot and fun. We were really fun. I know. I think about 10 years. I think about that first kiss. I do. Little funny story. If you say the word Africa to me, it's so funny. I'm not going to drop names, but I kind of am. If I say to Leonardo DiCaprio, Africa, he actually knows this story. So the story is that I was waiting very patiently to get engaged. We had been dating a year and a half. At this point, I'm like 37, 38. My mother was starting to
panic,
get a little nervous. But I took a trip to Africa. He was shooting with Denzel. What was she shooting with Ryan
Reynolds?
Safe House. Safe House. I got every day perfectly packed. My nails were perfectly done. I called her every single day. And she's like, has he done it yet? I'm like, no, but don't worry. We have 6 more days left. 5 days. Oh my God. We're going on safari. We're going to Singita. It's unbelievable. For sure he's going to do it. 4 days. Nope. He had to be on set. 3 days. I call Amisha. I'm like, I'm a little concerned. 2 days. Roses on the bed. Roses in the bathroom. Alcohol. It was amazing. No. And about...
She's panicking, by the way, because the flip side of this is that I was working with Stuber on her gorgeous engagement ring.
Mm-hmm.
So I knew exactly what was happening, but trying to keep her at bay so that, you know, it was still a surprise.
But you thought I was getting engaged in Africa.
No, I knew you weren't getting engaged in Africa.
I thought this whole time you knew I was getting engaged in Africa.
No, because he was calling me and freaking out. I remember you walking into the trailer and you guys were going to dinner at Nobu. Literally, he was on the phone with me and he was like, I've got to go. He was like, you got to tell her to calm down.
Well, I knew none of this. She would be like, for sure he's going to do it. The point of the story is that he did not propose in Africa, nor was he ever going to propose in Africa. And I lost my mind. I lost my shit. He drove me to the airport. We did not speak for 2 or 3 days when I came back. And at that point, No, we weren't living together. I was still in my house, which is a whole other thing we're going to talk about as well. And he kept saying, but I just want it to be meaningful. I'm like, Africa is meaningful. Anyway, I ended up getting
engaged.
And
I will tell you, the romantic side of her husband was he was planning it to include her family. And I was working on her ring. And the funniest part of this story is I was working at DVF at the time. And I had these security guards showing up with these different diamonds at the office.
You loved me.
And I had to fly to LA to return these diamonds so that we could decide which one was going to be the ring. And I was so scared of losing one of these because they were worth more than I was. And I flew with them all on my hand because I was so scared that if I dropped the actual bag.
You're like Tom Brady flying with all his rings on.
Totally.
His Super Bowl rings.
I'm Tom Brady.
Yeah.
I am Tom Brady. With all the Super Bowl rings on me. And I was so nervous that I just carried them on my hand. I wore them. And I probably looked like a lunatic, or they probably all looked fake because no one wears that much diamond on one hand. But I remember meeting with Sharon Beckman in like the driveway of a Holiday Inn by LAX to hand off the jewelry so that they could be returned to the jewelers. Anyhow, long story short, he planned the perfect proposal, you know, flew Mama and Papa Sims in, Big Mama, Big Papa in, and it was a perfect proposal, I think.
And he proposed in my closet.
Exactly.
My parents were downstairs, but I just remember being like, I mean, I literally lost my mind. Because you know when you get your hopes up and you're like, this is going to be it. This is going to happen. And it didn't. And I think for me, which is why I wanted to kind of bring up this subject about, you know, getting hitched in your late 30s. And it was a love story. And it was a love story just a little bit later. And Emisha and I both can attest that getting married or being with someone doesn't have to go the same way as all your girlfriends. I can attest my brother, Todd Sims, is married to Alexis. They have been together since high school. They were married 10 years before they had Merritt and eventually Gracie Girl. But there is no one way. But I will tell you that Emisha, she did get married in her mid-30s, right? 30...
It's 35, yeah.
35.
I met Mike when I was just turned 33.
Right.
And right after your wedding, I had the talk with him. I mean, we were dating for 2 months.
Yeah.
And he still gets mad at me over that, but he didn't run away.
I know. She locked that shit down. She had the talk. And you guys had only been together, what, 6 months?
No. We started dating in June. Your wedding was in September. I really didn't waste any time. Moral of the story, guys, and I think what we're trying to say is that when it's the right guy, you don't scare them away if you're honest. When it's not the right guy, they'll run away because you're not the right person.
Or it's not the right person, or it's also sometimes not the right timing in life. I mean, I definitely had some great, amazing, wonderful relationships that for whatever reason, and you can say it's fate, or you can say it's timing, or you can just say it wasn't the one. I do believe that you can have a lot of great loves in your life and it not be the one. I do think that, I think timing in life has to do with a lot of things.
I agree with that.
You know, I think even with my brother and Alexis, you know, they didn't live together until they were in their 30s because he was a professional golfer. She was doing Teach for America. So they were always traveling. They weren't dating since, you know, your mid to late 20s. And then now you're in your 40s. And sometimes lately I'm hearing so many stories about, oh, we just, you know, we're not the same people that we were in our 20s.
And
we grew apart. I mean, I've definitely heard that over and over. So whenever you get married, our advice is that you grow together as much as possible and you really try to let each other be who they are separately to you, because I think it will make you better together as a couple. Okay, guys, we are going to take a quick break. All right, people, we are back in school and back in the swing of things. Now that summer is over, I'm starting to get back into the work mode, and you can't really be in work mode without work clothes. You guys have heard me talk about Beta Brand before. The dress pant yoga pant that is designed with the fit and flexibility of yoga pants, but they look like professional dress pants. They're so amazingly soft and stretchy and absolutely effortless. Just throw a pair on, add a chic top, and you're all set. I know a lot of us are working from home and on Zoom, but there's something about putting on normal clothes instead of sweatpants that just makes me feel better and more productive. Their dress pant yoga pants have the perfect balance of style, polish, and comfort. These pants are made of wrinkle-resistant, stretch-knit fabric, so they look good all day, even when you travel. Plus, they're machine washable and don't need to be ironed. And the best part is, yes, they have pockets. We're talking comfort and function. No more fake pockets that are sewn shut. These pants are designed for real women who need real pockets. Right now, our listeners can get 30% off their Beta Brand orders when you go to betabrand.com/lipstick. That's BETABRAND.com/lipstick for 30% off your order for a limited time. And when you use our special URL, you're supporting our show too. Find out why women are ditching typical work pants for Beta Brand's dress pant yoga pants, or discover what it's like to be comfortable and confident all the time. Go to betabrand.com/lipstick for 30% off.
Everything that was presented to me, I just swallowed completely whole. We are one of the richest families in the world. That could never change. We're Steinbergs. Like, we are Steinbergs. We're made of money.
The family was drawn together by the money.
I was so aware this could come to a screeching halt. You'd think I would have stopped.
And then all of a sudden, the volcano erupts.
I'm Arielle Levy, and this is the Just Enough Family, coming soon.
I also think marriage is work. I mean, I think that the people who, and not to say that people give up on marriage or whatnot, but I sort of think that I look at Mike and I, and you know, there's always challenges. Like you go through ebbs and flows in your marriage, and you go through, you know, big changes in your life. Like we moved from the city to the suburbs, and you know, there's been so much. We went through a pandemic. We all lived together, you know, 24/7. And I think different things, you know, you as a couple, you go through different things. And the key is to constantly communicate. And I'm married to someone who is not a communicator. And that's something that I realized day one. And I think that as Molly or anyone that knows me can attest, I'm an over-communicator.
Emma Shaw is the over-communicator in the family. She will tell you exactly how she feels on a daily basis, and she'll wrap it up at the end of every evening.
I'm someone that if, you know, if something bothers me, you're going to hear about it. If I feel like
I'm the opposite, you know, I wait and I wait and I wait and I wait, and then I lose my mind and I blow up an explosion.
Mount Vesuvius, and that's Mike. Yeah. And I just, for me, it's, I have to know what's wrong. I'm like, are you okay? Is something wrong? Is something bothering you? And anyhow, my point being, I just think that marriage in particular is a lot of work, and you have to make an effort because, you know, with three kids, a job, things always going on, it's really easy to just kind of get into a rut. Mm-hmm. And I think that communication is so important. Always being open and honest. If something is bothering you, if you know you need to work on something as a couple, to just be open about it. I mean, I had that very recently where something bothered me and I needed to talk about it. And guess what? It changed. And I think that's critical, because otherwise it manifests, and Molly said, you end up exploding and then it becomes something else.
Mm-hmm. No, definitely. I think Stuber is a really good communicator. I think the one compliment that he gave me, and I think which I really, especially for girls in their 20s and their 30s and even in your 40s, he's still married to the same person. That I love my life, I love my job, I love my kids, but I haven't changed in the way of, I've just stopped all of that and given everything up. He's very happy that I am really solidly content. And he always says that. He was like, you're always... I mean, for the most part, I'm always happy. I think I also, this is kind of maybe weird to say, but like it's been 10 years and I'm like, oh my God, it's just the beginning. Like I do think that's a little bit of something later in life. I'm like, I cannot believe we've only been together for 10 years. You know what I mean? And we have yet so much life to live. I think, you know, some of our girlfriends
enjoy it more, I feel like.
I know. I mean, I enjoy the shit out of those kids. If they call me mom one more time, I'm kidding. But no, I love them. Mom. But I do think that you need to, I'm not saying you can't accommodate, but you cannot change for a guy. And I used to be the girl who would try to be whoever they wanted me to be.
Mm-hmm.
My number one thing, and Emisha can attest to this, I would try to fix someone. And mm-hmm. the problem with—
Dead bird syndrome.
Dead bird syndrome. It's like on the side of the road, I would just pick you up. And we talk about that a lot. But, you know, I put so much energy into the other person. The energy that I was missing was from myself. And it was always mm-hmm. about how is he doing? How is he feeling? What does he think? What does he want me to be? As opposed to I. And I think, you know, the one thing that kind of changed with Stuber was that I knew, and I think for you with Mike, is that I knew what I wanted. I knew that I wanted to get married. I knew that I wanted kids. And I didn't want kids. Truthfully, I did not want kids early on in life. I wanted to travel. I wanted to live. I wanted to really have different experiences. I wanted to live in New York, I thought, and then Europe. I didn't really expect to come to La La Land, but I definitely wanted to have that. But I was very certain about what I wanted. And the more certain that I was certain about it, made everything go into place. And basically, I said to myself, and I had gotten the advice to pick a lane. And I think it's important for women, even if it's in their 20s, that's what they want. They need to go for it. 30s, 40s, 50, pick a lane. Whatever it is, that lane can be no kids and with your partner for 30 years. I worry when you just keep dating and keep dating, or you're with some person or you're with some person and you just keep giving in and you keep giving in and you don't get anything out of it.
Yeah, I think that what you're saying touches on something that is key to this conversation, but also kind of a theme of all of our podcasts, and it's confidence and security and insecurity, right? So I think a lot of girls, especially in their 20s, and I think the reason I love my 40s, I was actually just talking to a girlfriend about it the other day. She's turning 40 in the summer. And I said, I love my 40s. I actually feel like I've come into myself in my 40s. You know, my 30s were when I was, you know, figuring out my career. I met my husband. I had my babies, and I still had a baby in my 40s. But I really feel like I'm so much more confident and secure in who I am as a woman and in my career and who I want to be, what I want to accomplish. And I also think that is attractive to men. And mm-hmm. I think that what you said, Malls, like, you know, you haven't changed who you are. Like mm-hmm. your career, you know what you want. You're driven, you're passionate. You haven't just given anything up or compromised anything of yourself to become somebody else. And I think that is a very attractive quality. I think our husbands are attracted to that. And I also think that for me, at least, I look at women who are insecure, which I find to be, you know, quite often I find that to be an issue sometimes in marriage where women get like a little anxious or nervous and they worry that their husbands are, you know, looking at another girl or whatever it is, you know? And I think that sometimes, you know, I used to be guilty of it.
Trust is a very big thing.
Trust
I see people when they're dating and they don't trust their partners and they don't trust their husbands. And, you know, it just leads down. I think it was you that said something. If you look long enough, you're going to find something.
And that's the thing. And you have to ultimately, you know, and I'll be honest with you, like, I've been cheated. I think probably every single girl we know at some point has been cheated on. And that scars you, right? You look at somebody and you go, I really like you and I dig you and I think you like me. And then all of a sudden you find out that they're like banging around on you. And you're like, oh shit, really? And then you find out that they're banging around you on with some, I will never forget the girl, my first serious boyfriend. She worked for BlackBerry. Remember BlackBerry?
I remember BlackBerry. Actually, driving back from Norco the other day, I saw the old BlackBerry building and thought of you.
Well, I remember I found out that he like made out. I was 21 years old. I found out he made out with this girl from BlackBerry. She had a job at BlackBerry. He was a couple years older than I was. And I found out who she was and I called her office. And classy was not the word you would have called me at that point in time, but fine. Anyhow, point being, I remember that made me so insecure for years to come. And I remember even in the early days of Mike, I'd be like nervous. I'd be insecure. And he said to me, he goes, do you really think that I'd cheat on you? Like, by the way, if I wanted to, I could.
I know.
But I'm not going to.
I know. I think that's what sometimes I forgot to tell you. You always said that. You're like, look, if he's going to cheat on you, he's going to cheat on you. I wasn't crazy though. Did you think I was crazy back in dating?
No, you never have been. You were always very pragmatic about it. And when I would be very insecure about it, and I dated another guy who like loved, he knew that was a button to push with me.
Oh, I know.
And he would push it just to push it. And that was kind of shitty, but he would push it because he knew he could get a reaction out of me. And I think he actually liked that it would like, it was almost like a confidence booster for him that I cared that much. I just think that's something that women should really cultivate and go, you know what? I am awesome. And if you're going to cheat on me, then you're the one that's missing out. And that's it. Like own it. Because I think that a lot of men find that to be very unattractive. I've learned that as I've gotten older and I trust my man.
Okay, you guys, we will be right back. If you're like me and constantly juggling the demands of work and home life, then you can understand the need for a great self-care routine. Well, my cornerstone is nutrition. The better I eat, the better I feel. You've heard me say it time and time again, but my mom always told me that if you feel good, you look good. And if you look good, you feel good. The problem is that even on my best days, I don't have time to eat 3 balanced meals a day. So I supplement. Except 99% of the products on the market, I just can't get behind. Either because they're overly processed or simply, I just don't believe their outrageous label claims. One day, Memory's delicious whole food powders walked into my life and I became obsessed because they literally do the job of about 4 different products. It's my daily greens mix, ultra clean plant-based protein powder, fiber heavy gut solution, and most importantly, daily cognitive support. But not like one of those we can make you smarter pills. It was actually designed with the help of a university-led development team to improve brain health. It is the perfect complement to my diet and a product that I really do recommend adding to your daily routine. My favorite flavor is the base because you can add it to literally anything. Memory is giving our listeners 30% off at checkout when they head to yourmemory.com/lipstick. I recommend taking full advantage and trying them all. That's yourmemory.com/lipstick for 30% off at checkout. Even with Stuber, I think that, you know, in the beginning when we started dating, you know, the boundaries that I set up from the very beginning are the same boundaries that I have 10 years later. And yeah, that, you know, those boundaries are different with every other girl. I like someone to check in with me at the end of the night. I like with someone not to go 2 or 3 days. And I remember he goes, but I've never called anybody every day. I'm like, well,
I remember that.
Do you remember that?
I remember that.
Yeah. And I do, but that's just what made me secure and confident and flourish and not worry. And that's what I needed. And I think for those of you who are listening, whatever those things are, and they're different to every single body listening to this podcast right now, own them. Don't be afraid. It might be as quirky as, I don't even know, whatever. Like, I don't even know. I just think it's important to hold your own. And I'm telling you, you know, you guys heard Serena effing Kerrigan on our podcast. That confidence is sexy. That confidence is, I don't know. It's really, they like it. They feed off of it.
Remember when she said you don't want a guy who doesn't like that?
Yeah.
It's true.
You don't want a guy that doesn't like that. You don't want that. And whatever that is, you know what I mean? And I also think, you know, we set up unrealistic expectations for people to get married in their 20s. I think, you know, you graduate from college, you have a couple years off, or you get married right out of school. And I think that's an unrealistic expectation to put on a girl. And I know so many friends of mine, especially in the South, that by the time they're 26, 27, they're freaking out.
Yeah.
Don't freak out.
Yeah, I mean, I think it's different. I don't think freak of out. Our friend Mimi.
I know.
Like, all of her friends were married in their 20s, you know? And I think that was such a bold move of her to be like, you know what? I don't want that. Not that there's anything wrong with it, but that's not for me. And I'm going to say, screw it. I'm going to pack my bags. I'm going to move to New York City.
Well, I just think you're putting yourself in a really, you know, not everyone's path. Again, it's like my brother. He's been together since high school. It's like just comparing when everyone's going to bachelorettes and, you know, bridal showers and weddings. And I think sometimes,
you have these girls are being like, wait, what's wrong with me? Why haven't I met someone? And more importantly, they take it a step further and think, okay, I'll just marry him because everyone else is getting married. And that, I can tell you guys listening, I know we sound like moms up here, but don't do it. Just don't do it. Your time will come. You'll find your prince. You'll find your moment. And that might be in your 20s, 30s, 40s, 50s. Lee Crystal with her man, my agent. She's incredible. I've been with her for 27 years. And she's like, I'm never going to meet anybody. Errol is phenomenal. And again, he's amazing. But it's not easy. And I think, you know, again, it's not as easy as you writing my text and sending it to all the guys that I dated anymore. Do you remember that?
I used to give good text.
She was smart. She was kind, but she was a little witty. Didn't give too much, but didn't give too little.
I gave good text for one of our friends the other day.
Megan. Yeah. Oh, that's good. Yeah. She would write my text. You wrote my text a little bit with Aaron. You wrote my text with Stuber just in the beginning. But yeah, you were good. Mm-hmm. I just can't imagine now with social media and dating. And I think it's so difficult, but I also think in one way, the online dating is great because you do get to meet people from all different areas, not just in your area at a bar where you work or within your family or your college. I do think that exposure is really, I know for all the girls are like, it sucks. Online dating sucks, but I'm just trying to find a positive of it. And I guess the best advice that Emisha and I will give you is that if you want to find someone to be with, and if you really want to get married, pick the lane. And you have to—
You always said treat it like a job.
Treat it like a job. That's exactly what I was about to say. Treat it like a job. And I mean that. I went to speak to a therapist when I'd gotten broken up really, really badly. And then I dated a younger guy. And then I kind of got back on the horse and started dating again. And she really was hard on me. She said, you know, you've got to hold yourself accountable. You can't get right back into it. And I was like, I know, but I'm always gone. I'm working. And she goes, you have to treat it like a job. And that's true. Like I stopped going to New York and seeing Emisha all the time and Mimi and Danielle and everyone else and Lauren because it was fun and we were all hanging out. And then I ended up staying in LA a little bit more. And, you know, it did hurt me and it was, but I needed to be in one place and date. And dating is good. Date, date, date. That sound like a broken record? Date. Yeah, I do.
No, I mean, I was in relationships from 20 to 27, 27 to 31. And from 31 to almost 33, I dated. And it was when I really kind of found myself. I lived by myself for the first time in my life. I had my own apartment that I couldn't afford, that I loved, but I couldn't. I mean, Mike to this day loves to tell me that I couldn't afford my apartment, but I couldn't.
You could afford your apartment. I mean, you were like 7 months behind on rent, but you could afford it. I mean, it's fine.
Living the life that, you know, fake it till you make it. What is that?
Fake it till you make it. We're going to talk about that in the next couple of weeks.
Yeah. But I loved it. I think that for me, it was so important to like date. And listen, I do this every day that I didn't have to go through the online thing because, you know, I think that would have been really hard. I think that there's benefits to it. And look at, you know, we have friends who've met their husbands online dating. So it's great for so many reasons, but I'm an outgoing person. I will talk to a doorknob. So for me, I still remember every single night I would leave the office at DVF in the meatpacking and I would make my way to the beer garden at the Standard. And 4 out of 5 nights, I'd probably, you know, have a date or meet someone and have a date. And it was fun. I had the best time. And, you know, half the time, it didn't go anywhere. And other times I'd date someone for a month, but I really figured out who I was and what I didn't want. And I think that's probably the most important thing about dating is that you find out what you don't want. And I think that's really important. I like that sort of thought behind it because you then know when you find the right person, what it is that you do want.
All right, you guys, we are going to be right back
Yep, that's right. I'm going to be talking all about body odor. Yep. I'm not sure if many of you know this, but there's an actual difference between an antiperspirant and a deodorant. Antiperspirants contain aluminum, which forms a plug in your sweat glands to stop you from sweating. Native deodorant does not contain aluminum or paragons or sulfates. It's vegan and never tested on animals. Native just works to keep you smelling fresh all day long. And trust me, you do not want to smell bad. It's made with ingredients you've heard of and trust, like coconut oil and shea butter. You wear deodorant every single day. Shouldn't you understand the ingredient list? Making the switch to aluminum-free deodorant does not mean you have to sacrifice performance. With over 10 scents, including their classics and rotating seasonal scents, you're guaranteed to find one you love. Their classic scents include coconut and vanilla. My personal favorites are lavender and rose, cucumber and mint, and eucalyptus and mint. Besides their classic deodorant, Native offers an unscented option and a baking soda free formula for those who have sensitivities. Also, if you're trying to cut down your plastic use, Native even has a deodorant made of 100% paper packaging. Don't just take my word for it. Native has over 15,000 five-star reviews from happy customers who made the switch. You're going to love Native as much as I do. Right now, you guys can save 20% off on your first purchase. Go to nativedeo.com/lipstick or use promo code lipstick at checkout. That's Native, nativedeo.com/lipstick or use promo code lipstick at checkout to save 20% off on your first purchase.
We have a new segment on Lipstick on the Rim where we ask people questions about getting hitched. And what does that mean to you? And we had a caller named Hillary, and Hillary asked, what is the right age to get married? And if you were to give Hillary advice, what would that be?
I think it just depends on you and where you're at in your life. And, you know, are you where you want to be professionally? Are you living where you want to live? Like, how do you feel about you? It should never be about anything other than you, because if you're not happy with where you're at in your life, then that's not the right time to join that life with somebody else. I mean, that's just my personal opinion. So I don't think there's the right age.
Kelsey asked, do you have to give up things that mean something to you? I know what she's trying to say. Does she have to try to be something she's not because her boyfriend wants her to accept the fact that he doesn't want to get married, but she does? That's the question.
I know what you think. To me, that's like run. Don't ever compromise who you are.
Kelsey, run.
What
do not ever compromise who you are. If you want to get married, do not let someone take that away from you. I promise you, it's what we always say about your babies. One day, 10 years, 20 years, you'll get your babies. Everybody at the end of the day will have a baby if they want. You will find your person. You will get married if that's what you want. Do not settle. You know, people in long distance relationships, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. And we have friends of ours who I think they're now dating 7, 8 years, and she's was dying to get married, dying to have a family. And she's still with them. And it's, and you know, we hope that she's okay and happy, but we know deep down that she wanted to get married. It's a hard pill to swallow. So don't ever settle. Get what you want out of life. It's true. It's crazy.
Yeah. I think that's just, if someone doesn't want the same things, like the really big things in life that you want, then that's, you have to be aligned on some key critical things, I think, in order for it to work.
You really do. And I do. I love Stuber. I mean, he can drive me effing crazy. I mean, to the brink of, like, today I was like literally getting ready and he was like, oh, can I go over the speech with you? And I'm like, oh, I can't really do it right now. And then 5 minutes later, oh yeah, I just don't really like the speech. He goes, he was like, oh yeah, can we go over it later? I'm like, yeah, but I can't really do it. I can't really do it right now. I swear to you, he came and sat down while I was getting hair and makeup and be like, hey, so what do you think about the speech? I'm like, well, I guess we're going to do it right now. But no, I love him. I love that he is, you know what I do? I love him because he also loves my friends. Like, he loves my tribe. He loves, you know, I don't know. He's just such a good, kind person. I mean, we do get into it over sports, and that's another therapy session, but that's another episode of Lipstick on the Rim. And I love me some Mike Gormley.
I mean, and I think our husbands also, we're lucky that our husbands love each other.
I know, they do. You know what? It's important when your friends' husbands actually like each other and want to hang out. It makes it so much easier to have fun together. I'm not going to lie.
I mean, I will. Could I tell the story about on your, when I wished you a happy anniversary this year and I texted you and Stuber FaceTimed me and said, I feel like I need to wish you a happy anniversary too, because I feel like I kind of married you too. And I was like, that's so romantic.
I know. He was like, I FaceTime with Emisha. I wish her a happy anniversary. You know, she's in the marriage too. I know. It's good. I will say I waited a really long time and I had a lot of ups and downs and I dated some great guys and I dated some shitty guys. But I will say that finally holding my own and finally holding myself accountable and finally listening to actually my girlfriend say, you're not going to be happy if you settle. That, you know, that has changed my life. That is, it's changed every part of my life.
Yeah. And can I just say something? I find it also, it would be really boring if they were like, just boring. Like, I'm going to tell you a really quick little thing. I remember working at a company and there was this guy who was married to this girl. And I remember he would bike to the office with a bouquet of flowers like once a week to his wife. And all these girls would be like, oh my God, isn't he so romantic? And I would think, the first time I saw him do it, I was like, okay, I guess it's kind of sweet. Then I would see him do it all the time. And I was like, he's kind of a pussy. Like, they're married. I don't find that attractive. I was like, he's kind of a pussy. Like, if it's an anniversary or birthday, I would understand it. But like this on like the weekly was like really, to me, it was like, there's something off. Guess what? They're divorced. Just putting it out there.
It's true. It's true. I know.
Yeah, you're overcompensating, buddy. You're overcompensating for something.
You're overcompensating. Yeah. There's nothing worse than a guy with no balls. There's nothing worse than a guy who cannot, especially like if you can't tell me off and put me in my place, I'm like, what's wrong with you? Like,
exactly.
Stuber is definitely, he definitely can call me on my shit. He called me on my shit the other day because like, I cannot believe you did this. And he was like, I didn't do it. I'm like, yes, some girl called me and said that you had given this on this date. And I was like, no, I didn't. And then the girl, like, a day later, she was like, oh, shoot, it wasn't Stuber. It's somebody else. I'm like, great. I totally agree. Great. The wrong date. Anyhow. I miss you.
You know what I do think is nice to talk about? Because I do think that a lot of our listeners are moms too. Hmm. Is kids and parenting and
yeah, we're
all
gonna
of that
get we're
stuff.
Gonna get to all of that. We've had a lot of requests about to talk about kids and, you know, work-life balance, a little bit of the guilt, what you do right, what you feel like you do wrong, and just really, it's hard to be everything to everyone. It's hard to, you know, it's even hard for us to do this. I mean, Emisha has a full-time job with a startup, Sarabelli, amazing baby food company, if anybody needs any food bars for their children. But it's definitely, it's not easy raising kids. It's not easy, especially now. I guess my mom probably would have said the same thing though. It's always hard.
Yeah, I think it's always hard. I think that, you know, I think at whatever level it is, the guilt, I always say the guilt is real. The struggle is real, but the guilt is real. At least for me, I feel like my third child is the one that's been left behind in the dust.
Lily is a pterodactyl because she screams at the top of her lungs, right? But we found out that we're not going to talk about Miralax on, but that's another story. We're going to tell you Emisha's story with Miralax. It's a good one.
Yeah.
All right. That's a wrap for this week's podcast. I hope you guys got a little bit of a takeaway. There's never one way. That's the takeaway. Hold your own, be your own, be confident in who you are, and you will find the one. And it might not be in the time, the exact time frame that you want it, but you'll find your one. And there's no one way. But I think we found our love story just a little bit later in life.
Just trust your path. I think that's the key.
Trust your path. All right. I love you.
I love you and I miss you.
I miss you.
I can't wait to fill that seat across from you. Well, oh, there's no seat there, but I can't wait to fill that microphone.
You will soon. All right. I love you guys. That's a wrap. You guys, if you are getting married, there's nothing more than I love is a bride. So we have a lot of bridal content on mollysims.com that I think you guys are going to love. There's a few pictures from my wedding and my bridesmaids, and we have some lovely advice from Stephanie Cove, a big event planner, and a bride that we show her story, but I think you guys are going to love. So if it is your moment, make sure and check that out. Em, I'll see you next week. Thank you, guys.
I will see you.
Be sure to tune in.
Love you. Talk to you guys later.
Bye-bye. Thanks for listening to Lipstick on the Rim with Molly Sims and my ride or die, Emisha Gormley. We are so excited to bring you guys along on this journey. You can find us on Facebook, Instagram, and TikTok at Lipstick on the Rim and Molly B. Sims, or my website where you can dive just a little bit deeper into my favorite products, trends, and more at mollysims.com. This podcast is a production with Dear Media. Wanted to give a special thanks to my team, Ashley Gasparian, Schaefer Carrillo, Ashley Sanchez, and Michelle Harrison, and everyone at Dear Media. Don't forget to listen and follow wherever you get your podcasts so you never miss out on the fun.